Ascultă-ne, Doamne, Lectio Libri Jeremiae Prophetae. In diebus illis dixerunt principes regi, rogamus sotoci datur honoriste. Dei illustriae mundi solvit manus virorum elantium, qui remanserunt in civitate ac, et manus universi populi loquens ad eo substa verba et, si quidem homo iste non quedit pacem populo hic, sed marum. Et dixit rex sed etias, et ipse in manibus vestris est, nec in facis regem nobis quid quam negare. Tolerunt ergo Jeremiam et proiecierunt eum in lacum Melchie filiam Melec, qui erat in vestibulo carcenis, et submiserunt Jeremiam funibus in lacum, in quo non erat aqua sed lutum. Descendit itaque Jeremias in celum, et egressus est ab Melec de domo regis, et locutus est ad regem licens. Domine mi rex male fecerunt Philisti omniaque cumque perpetrarunt contra Jeremiam prophetam, mittentes eum in lacum ut moriatur in infame. Non sunt enim panis ultra in civitate. Precepit itaque rex ab Melec Ethiopi dicet, tollet ecum hic triginta virus, et leva Jeremiam prophetam de lam, ante quam moriatur. Verbum Domini.
Deo gratias.
Thank you.
In illo tempore. discipuli suis, ignam venim itere in terram et quid volo, si amacem sus esset, baptisma autem habeo baptismarii, et cum modo coartorius quedum perficiatio, putatis quia patem venidare in terra. Non dico vobis, sed separationem, ed unt enim ex hoc quinque in domo una divisi, tres in duo, et duo in tres, in dividentur pater in filium et filius in patrem, mater in filiam et filia in matrem, socus in nurum suo, et nurus in soclum. Verbum Domini.
Because what has brought this group together is more than an interest in Gregorian chant. It is certainly a passion for this wonderful thing, and how we might connect this passion which brings us together is the question the Gospel raises. The passion we hear in the words of Jesus in the Gospel, how might we bring that together with this passion you have brought here? This is an occasion to step back and see that the drive for something good that has made you dedicate your life to scholarship, seeking historical truth, and that drive to sing beautifully or understand more deeply what it is you are studying or seeking, that drive is a gift. And while that gift, I've heard you have explained to each other in conversation, how did you get interested in medieval studies? Who inspired you? Who was that passionate teacher or mentor, like Andrew Hughes, who clearly imparted more than just knowledge to his students, but a passion for scholarship and for music and for many other things, as we heard? And these passions that each one of us has are gifts from God. And we stand before him today and we thank him for that in this Eucharist. This passion written into your heart, planted into your heart as seeds when you were young, and fostered and tended by our mentors, and become that drive for excellence, for beauty, and for truth. Drive for perfection is a gift from God because he made each one of us for perfection. He made each one of us for eternity. And this drive we find in ourselves, this passion for excellence, for beauty, for truth, is a reflection of our eternal destiny. Excellence, beauty, truth, these are the things of eternity. These are what we will enjoy in eternity, with God, with each other, with the saints. And the saints come to mind as we consider this passion, particularly the martyrs. As we study liturgy and chants and all those offices, antiphons and mass croppers, and look at the volume of devotion to the saints that we see. The Cantus database overwhelms us with numbers. And we can see now not only the number, but the people behind them, the saints, the martyrs, who are alive in heaven, and not merely dusty miniatures on a page. They worship with us now in the heavenly liturgy. The martyrs are remembered precisely because of their passion for holiness, which led even to death. These saints were killed for their dedication to their faith. This week in particular, we have celebrated the Feast of Martyrs Ancient and Modern, from St. Lawrence, roasted to death in the 3rd century, to St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, killed in the concentration camp at Auschwitz. This procession of martyrs, all the martyrs and their passionate dedication to the faith, still inspire Christians, and they're inspiring the saints that are here among us to sing on their feast days of that undying devotion to God. Now, don't you too taste something of martyrdom in your dedication to Gregorian chant? Probably everyone here has had some bad experience of that peculiar resistance of our time when you try to introduce our traditional music into the ears of people who can't imagine singing without rhythm or accompaniment unless the organ has died or the guitar strings are broken. There is division. And we do hear Jesus in the Gospel saying, "I have come not to bring peace, but division." Where there is any drive for truth, it seems there will be division. But it is not the division that Jesus comes to bring. That is a result of our human weakness, that we squabble and turn disagreements and disappointments into division and war and hate. So we know that standing up for what is right brings sometimes violent reactions. Chant wars are only a miniature version of the wars that divide families and peoples and nations. Just listen to Jeremiah sinking into the mud for nothing other than being a prophet, a voice calling his people back to the truth. But accepting that this passion for Gregorian chant, which unites us here today, will cause some grief, we should consider further that drive, that passion for excellence, which gets us through the hard times and keeps us going. Passion for excellence is part of your eternal destiny. And we should consider where we are lacking in the same passion for truth, for beauty, because it must translate into a passion for justice, mercy, for the coming of the kingdom of God here and now. Are we passionate enough about eliminating poverty? Are we passionate enough about justice for our First Nation peoples? Are we really passionate about comforting the sorrowful, the alienated, downtrodden? Or have we made these signs of the kingdom of God less important than we should? The signs of those who care and love, have we made them less important than we should? Consider how our passion for justice and mercy might be revisited, re-examined, rekindled into more than just an ember, but a fire. And may our singing together now remind us that there is a kingdom to be built. That is what our lives here are for, to build a kingdom of truth, justice, mercy, kindness, beauty, all the things of eternity are to be foretasted in the short years each one of us is given to walk the earth. The singing we do here unites us in song and spirit. That is a foretaste not of division, but of the unity of a kingdom otherworldly. Adam, used a striking expression. Chant is the ultimate synthesis, ultimate bringing together. Chant is the ultimate synthesis. Singing it in the liturgy is more of a synthesis than we can know or imagine. It is a bringing together of many voices into one. It is a sacrament of the unity of the kingdom. Singing in the liturgy, we become one voice of the created, praising the Creator. One voice while many dwelling together in harmony, not tertian harmony, but spiritual harmony, that one harmony which is timeless and transcendent and eternal. May the passion of Jesus Christ, from which our passion derives its excellence, derives its origin, may that passion unite us here and now and enable us to continue to build a kingdom of eternal things when we are sent forth from this foretaste of eternity.